It's the Beckler and Shauna podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes. Offering affordable customization on your new home.
It's Thursday, March 7th, 2024. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
This is the Beckler and Shauna Pisscast.
It is the pisser.
We're probably going to jump into her pretty quick here. I don't have much to say in terms of housekeeping. Do you, Shauna?
I do.
You do?
I'm so sorry. I have to apologize profusely, okay? Because I met a couple friends of the show, and I told them I'd give them a shout-out.
Oh!
And I did not all week long,
I feel really bad. Ahead.
So, Talia and Alan, that is who I would love to give a shout-out to, okay?
Where did you meet them?
So, our band played a gig last weekend, and I met them there.
Nice!
There was actually a couple friends of the show who came up and said hello, and it was super awesome to meet them. And yeah, I said to Talia, I was like, thank you for coming up and saying hi. Also, this is something I need to bring up. One person said, hey, I was there, but I didn't come and say hi because you did that break recently about how you don't want more new friends. And
well, you come say hi. You don't have to get married.
No, I was so apologetic. I was like, oh my God, yes, please do not think that that's what I mean. I would love to meet you. And I actually do want more friends. I was like, that break, it was just the circumstances and the people at the time that I'd met who just were not the nicest of people from, like, I just didn't get a good...
That's hilarious.
But
yeah.
I know. I was like, okay, I hope everyone who heard that didn't think that I'm like, don't come up and say hi to me. I don't want to be your friend.
You're saying you may not have time for a deep connection.
Like
new
a super,
friendship.
Super close friend that I, yes. But that being said, some of my best friends are former like friends of the show. That's how we met.
Too.
And so
yeah.
I do want to meet you. And in fact, maybe I do want to become close.
Yeah, and honestly, it's like, we love it. It's no time at all to come say hi.
It like, makes it, honestly, I truly love it. And I know some people in radio maybe do. I really do. Every time, it makes my night and my day. And so please do not be afraid. Anyway.
On today's show, we're going to talk about a phenomenon that swept the world for about a week, 5 years ago, and then just disappeared.
Yeah.
The most hated building in Calgary. Made a video about this recently. The etymology of dive bar. Shauna got to the bottom of this one. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I know we talked about this yesterday, but we've got more info on medical waste.
We sure do.
Bio waste.
This bio is waste.
Super interesting.
Yes.
A job that used to exist. A super gross one.
Yep.
I am in a doozy of a pickle right now. I'm having a personal dilemma, and any advice would be appreciated on this. That and more after Out of Context clip.
And everybody's like, what's the concert?
What concert?
What's that damn concert?
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Okay, these medical ads are getting ridiculous, Beckler. All these new drugs where the ad just says the name of the drug.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it. And then they keep repeating it in the most vague and irritating ways. Rybelsus. Have you heard of it? Yeah, my dad takes it. Do you take it? I take it.
Are the ones that just show like old people cycling and stuff, and then they're just the name of the drug.
And you're like, what is going on?
Yeah,
and well, they're getting more and more obnoxious. I find like more ways to make it even more vague for you. So you're like, what is going on here?
Because there's restrictions on what you can and can't advertise, right?
I guess so. Yeah,
I would like to speak with the marketing department at one of these big drug companies or the advertising agency that they use, because it must work or they wouldn't do it. But I just don't see how.
I know.
Because there's so many drugs, and if you don't know what condition it's for, what good is that advertising?
I mean, I guess we're talking about it. So is it that irritating that you actually turn to your friend and you're like, have you seen these stupid drug ads? But again, I did mention the one, the other ones, and I've never bothered to actually Google any of them yet. So instead, I just look at these ads and I'm irritated by them, but I've never been like, what is that actually?
I wonder if it's more that like the next time you hear it come up, you recognize it. If it's more of like a top of mind thing where, you know, you have a condition and someone's like, rybelsus. You're like, oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I don't know where, but I've heard of that.
I mean, that's in the ad too, right? Oh, my dad takes it. That's what they're trying to, I guess, recreate in real life. That's what they want you to do.
But you're right. If you have no idea what it's for, like you, I think I told you about when I was young, when I was a kid, and I asked my family doctor if one of the drugs that I had seen on TV was right for me.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just like this no-nonsense older man. He's like, what?
That's amazing.
No. Don't talk stupid to me.
Like, can you imagine if we did that on the show, though, if you're that vague, how irritating that might be? Like, hey, Beckler, did you hear about that concert? Yes, the concert. I'm going to the concert. Are you? I think so. Damn, it's going to be a good concert. Just keep, and everybody's
and
like, what's the concert?
What concert? concert.
What's that damn concert?
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I have such a dilemma right now, Shauna.
Oh,
such
God.
A dilemma.
Okay.
I wasn't even sure I was going to bring this up, but maybe you can help me out. So I mentioned yesterday that our family was supposed to be taking a family vacation to go see my parents in Phoenix on Sunday. We were going to be leaving Sunday. I was going to be gone all next week. My parents spend part of the winter there, and they got a place for us to stay and everything. But McKenna's health issues that she had last week have made that impossible. She can't go.
Right.
We can't cancel the flights at this point. Looked into it. They will not allow us to cancel or get any of our points back or anything. So we were just going to eat the cost of that and just whatever, right? We didn't spend a ton of money on the flights and that, so
right.
This is a small
price. Which I also find is odd, and you've tried?
Yeah, she looked into it, nothing. And I'm like, oh, that's, you know, it sucks, but in the grand scheme of McKenna's health, it's a small price to pay, right? But now McKenna is thinking that I should take the boys by myself to go to Phoenix, spend the week with my parents, and then she would go to Saskatchewan to hang out with her sister. And my parents want us to go, because they love having us down there for a week. The boys obviously want to go because they were really looking forward to this trip.
Yeah.
And, you know, I too am in dire need of a vacation, maybe more than I ever have been at any point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But McKenna's also, like, she's still very much recovering. Like, she's still dealing with, like, obviously the physical effects of what she went through, but also, like, you know, the emotional and mental fallout of having a health scare like that.
For sure.
So I really don't want to be away from her right now.
No.
She can't be alone. I would not leave her at home alone. That would be out of the question. But her sister's offered to drive out from Saskatchewan and pick her up and take her back for the week and then bring her back at the end of the week. And my concern is, well, one, I think like a drive that long is going to be hard on her.
Yeah.
But also, if she gets there and I go to Phoenix with the boys for a week and on day two, she decides that she wishes she was back at home, there's nothing I can do to help her at that point.
No.
And then I'm not going to have an ounce of fun on this trip. It's going to be very stressful if I know that she's here not doing well.
So, I was going to say, if you're not going to have fun, then I don't think you should go. I think you have to look at it and decide what you want to do as well, right? Because obviously she's okay with going to her sister, but if you go anyway and you're not going to have fun anyway, then what's the point going?
Well, she says she's okay with going, right. And I don't know if she's just saying that so that it doesn't cancel the trip for the rest of us.
Yeah.
And like I said, her family wants her to go visit because they want to spend some time with her.
Yeah.
The boys want to go. My parents want to go. I'm basically the one who's saying we shouldn't go at this point.
Right. Because I don't know if you'll have fun.
And I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I love spending time with my parents. I'm sure we would have fun down there.
It has nothing to do with that. Yeah.
Boys are going to have a great time. But like,
could you delay things and just all do something a little bit? Because we have limited vacation days. That's the other thing, right? So if you use those vacation days then and you don't have fun or it's not ideal for you, then could you hold off? And
that's not what I've got tons of vacation saved up, so I'm not concerned about that.
Okay.
It's my parents are only there till the end of the month,
right.
And they have other people coming, so we can't go after this. It's next week or not at all. And it's the most affordable vacation because we stay with them.
Of course, yeah.
If we're not going to be able to afford to go somewhere else, all four of us. So it's this or nothing. And that's what's...
Yeah.
It's a pickle.
Conundrum there, Beckler.
I'm in a pickle.
Yeah. I still think it comes down to, if you're not going to have fun anyway, I don't think you go, but...
I mean, if McKenna goes to Saskatchewan and she has a nice, relaxing time with her family and she enjoys that, like, recovering there, then I would have a good time.
Yes.
But if she didn't...
Right.
Then I, like, what do I do? I can't come back early. I'm stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do. What would you do?
I would probably not go and hold off until she's a little more recovered and do something close to home. I know that's awful, but I'd be the same boat as you, I think. I would be too stressed about her being so far away.
And it's supposed to be relaxing, a vacation, and if you're just worried the whole time, wouldn't be that relaxing.
Yeah.
Like I said, there won't be another opportunity for us.
No.
It'll be Edmonton, if not this, so...
Well, Edmonton can be fun in the summer.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
We talked about privy pots recently, Beckler, because I learned what a privy pot was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was prior to, you know, sewage, essentially, when you just toss everything into the ground, including your...
Privy pit?
A privy pit, excuse me. Not a pot. A chamber pot, a privy pit.
You're
it's
right.
All the same. You put stuff into the
ground.
But anyway, I learned about something else to do with bathrooms recently that I wanted to pass along as well. I don't know why I'm fascinated by this recently.
Well, it is kind kind of interesting. Before we had modern sewage and plumbing, what did people do with all this?
And it is disgusting. And it's like, we really should
it's
be
real,
grateful
though.
For it. Yeah. Have you heard of piss prophets before?
A piss prophet?
A piss prophet.
I haven't.
This good, was good an actual name, career back, a great,
great band name.
Band name. But... yeah. And it was actually a career that used to exist. They were called piss prophets. So before the modern days of being able to take blood samples, that type of thing, your urine was analyzed to see what diseases you had and what your health issues were. And that makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm sure we still kind of do it to
you give a pee
certain
sample,
extent as well. But yeah, you would basically, it wasn't just what your urine looked like, but it would be this wheel as well that they used to have back in medieval times. It was a piss wheel, and it would have all the different colors on this wheel, and it would tell you what, you know, was wrong with you based on not only just color, though. Then it was smell and taste.
Oh, I was hoping you weren't going there.
Of a person's urine. So they would.
I don't really want to talk about the last one, but like the color, isn't that just like your level of dehydration? Isn't that
back then they thought they read a lot more in your color than that?
I guess so.
Yeah, and then this is where it gets weird though, because there was a reputable piss prophet side of things. And then there were fortune tellers, essentially, who also were called piss prophets. And they would look at your pee and they would tell you your fortune, honestly, in all different ways. They would be able to, they say, tell your religion based on your urine as well.
Nope.
And they would do it based on the bubbles in your pee.
Mm.
So they'd read the bubbles in your pee, kind of like how now people read tea leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what's left in the dregs of your tea, that's what people will read for your fortune. And back then, they would look at your pee, they'd be like, come over here, take a piss for me, and I'm going to read this and tell you about your fortune.
How long ago was this?
This was quite long
ago.
Like,
are we talking hundreds of years ago?
Well, it started in the medieval times, and then it extended for quite some time. But, I mean, piss prophets, in terms of reading your fortune, they extended for a while.
But it's not around anymore. I was going to say...
not that I know of.
Don't give white chicks any ideas here, Shauna. Like, I could see this coming back with a vengeance. Don't give the Gwyneth Paltrows of the world any ideas here.
I've got to be honest.
You don't need this.
When you said, do these exist anymore? And I was like, I wouldn't be shocked if there wasn't some piss prophets around still to this day.
Yeah,
because people read fortunes and everything all kinds of ways, right? I wouldn't be shocked if there was a modern day piss.
It's no crazier than some of the stuff going on, is it?
If not, actually, that's a great side hustle for me. I'll be your piss prophet.
Do you want to do that, hey?
Oh, actually, no, I don't.
Podcast. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about where medical waste goes, like where, you know, amputations from the hospital and stuff.
Yeah, where the old leg would wind up.
End up. Friend of the show, Stephanie, messaged us. And Stephanie, you have a bit of experience with disposing of bio waste, yes?
Yes, unfortunately. So about a month ago, my uncle had an aneurysm on my aunt and uncle's front yard.
Ooh.
Jeez. So, oh, my God.
Yeah. So about a liter and a half of blood came out of his mouth and lots of other things. So that being said, I found out, so I was kind of put in charge of getting it removed.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are about two or three companies in Calgary who specifically clean up bodily, like, hazard fluids, because they also do crime scenes.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're also waste removal. Anyway, but there's one called, like, Crime Scene Calgary that I think actually works with the police as well. And I found out that if it's a crime scene, they'll clean it up for you. But if it's, like, just a death, like, you know, that random death, the homeowner has to clean it up and pay for it.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So we had one bag. So everything was put up, like, in one garbage bag, and there was a couple rags. So we had to do the cleanup, but you can't throw it in regular garbage, obviously. So, yeah, there's actually companies that come, and it was about $800 plus GST to dispose of one bag.
Wow.
That you've already cleaned up.
Big business. Just to pick up the bag that you have, just to toss that in the back of their thing.
Yeah, and plus, like, four rags.
Holy.
So do they take it and incinerate it then?
I'm assuming they do. I wasn't there the day they came to pick it up. But they must burn it or have to take it to a certain location to have it disposed of. So just for bodily fluid that do have to clean up. It's called $1,000.
Wow.
That's insane.
That is insane.
That was the cheapest. That was the cheapest one I found.
Also, what an insane thing for you to have to do. You have to start researching and comparing the prices of bodily fluid cleanup.
I know.
My
it's something
God.
You don't think about. It's something you don't think about. So my other uncle and I took over that because my aunt was beside herself. So
yeah, no kidding.
So anyway, but yeah, you don't think about those things when that happens.
Wow.
You know, and I guess, especially if they work, like you said, with crime scenes, then there's probably all sorts of protocol they have to go through with how they handle it,
yep.
What they're allowed to disturb. They probably are all like signing non-disclosures or like sworn to confidentiality. Like,
I had to send pictures of the bag. I had to send pictures of the rags. I had to be specific where it was. I had to.
Wow.
There's a lot of questions that they ask, right? Because I think they want to also make sure
that you didn't hurt someone or something.
Yeah. Stuffed them in a bag and had them come pick it up. Like, mm-hmm. They probably have to know that, right?
Yeah.
I would think.
Just
yeah.
Opening the bat. So. Checks out. Yeah. That's what they said. Mm-hmm.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Friend of the show, Sean, reminded us that there was a movie about like crime scene cleaners called Sunshine Cleaning. I never saw it.
But I don't recall even hearing that name, but again, my memory's great, so.
There's also apparently a podcast where they talk to people who clean up crime scenes. Because, you know,
that'd be super interesting.
True crime is the podcast genre,
it's
right?
The it's the only one.
It's the only one. It's everything else is just one. Fighting over true crime.
We are a
raps.
True crime podcast now.
that's right. This is actually how we're making our transition.
Yes.
We're doing it real soft. Yes. First, we just talk about crime scene cleanup, and then in a few weeks, it's going to be nothing but true crime.
Full blown.
But I read this internet comment that was talking about this podcast, and they said they were speaking with someone who cleaned up after, I believe it was the Pulse nightclub shooting.
Oh, God.
And they said they weren't allowed to disturb any of the evidence, but they had to begin cleaning. And they said all around them, people's cell phones were ringing.
Oh, my God.
That's the darkest thing I've ever heard.
Yep.
I don't know. That, how does that not mess you up?
Yeah. That would. Oh, God.
That is a.
Yep.
That is
crime
quite
scene
a
cleanup
job.
Is. Yeah, you got to be a different breed to be able to do that one.
Yeah. Yep. And again, an absolutely necessary job, but not one that I'd ever want to
nope.
do. That's for sure.
No.
Friend of the show, Shandell, sent us an interesting message about medical waste that we hadn't considered. You actually used this for, what did you learn today, Shauna?
I did. But she was talking about how there is a vault for radioactive materials. She was saying for, you know, cancer, let's say you're doing radiation, all of that has to go into a specific vault until it is no longer radioactive.
Right.
Which
until
is
the
insane.
Half-life is decayed to the point that it's safe to do something
yeah.
with.
And you never would have thought of that, right? But it's true. Nope. You can't just release that into the wild.
And I'm so dumb. I mean, we were in the bowels of Foothills Hospital last week while McKenna was getting some of her imaging done. And down there, like, everyone's wearing the lead vests. There was a whole rack of lead vests for all the workers down there.
Yep.
And there were signs that said nuclear medicine. There, like, the radioactive symbol was all over there. And I was like, huh, I wonder what that's about. Never even considered any kind of, you know, radioactive imaging, radiation therapy, any of that.
Well, and for me, like, I did from, like, all the x-rays and stuff, for example, when I got my knee done, and every time you had to get all the x-rays,
yep.
and yeah, they're so bright particular, and they put the lead vest on you, and they're asking if you're pregnant, and it's
yeah.
very careful as to what, and you're like, right, like, this is all fully radioactive?
For sure, yeah. Like, I've had a million x-rays, too,
right.
and know that process, but I hadn't considered the nuclear side of it, and then what you do with that material.
No.
You can't just dump it.
No.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's a good thing there's smart people who are dealing with all this, hey?
Yep.
That's.
Yep.
It's
I'm
not
glad
us.
It's not up to me. Uh-huh.
But you know what is up to you is the customization of your new home from Shane Homes.
Yes.
Look at that segue.
That was a great segue.
Thank you.
One of the better ones in a long time.
I mean, every builder is going to allow you to choose your finishings and stuff, but Shane Homes takes it a step further. They allow you to change the floor plan without spending custom home money. And you can learn more about them in this.
You want a radioactive vault? You could put that in there if you wanted.
Depends what you're up to.
Yep.
You can learn more about all this at ShaneHolmes.com. Shane Holmes.
The better way to build.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Etymology with Shauna.
Yesterday, Beckler, you were asking about dive bars and where that came from. Because
why is it called a dive bar?
Yes. We were actually asking people to give us more submissions because I want to do this map of dive bars, which I think I'll post tomorrow. And you can add more if you'd like. But
your favorite dive bar?
Your favorite dive bars.
But what does it have to do with diving?
So... yeah. I looked into this for you. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
That was the end of my thought there. I trailed off.
No, the dive.
Thought about something else. Thought about something completely unrelated to
you
that.
Just, okay, are you okay?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Was
I'm
it
good.
Dirty or?
No, I'm good.
Did you see it? No. So when you look into this, it's from the 1800s, and it comes from where the entrance to the bar was located. So when kitchens back then turned from wood fire to gas or coal, the huge kitchens with their massive wood-fired ovens were downsized. And this created these huge spaces under these existing restaurants. So then those spaces became what were known as drinking dens. That's what they'd fill them up with as places to go and just have drinks. And that is why they call them a dive, because to get to them, you then are diving below the restaurant to go for a drink.
And they keep the riffraff in the basement then.
Yep, that's it. So it was very interesting because when I was looking into that, I was like, that makes perfect sense. You go dive. It's also kind of like you duck in, you dive into it.
Yeah.
And people won't really know. You know, you're kind of walking down the street, you'll just dive into there.
Interesting.
So you're diving that way as well. So people started calling them dives because of that.
There are lots of places in a place like New York, you know, where the buildings are few hundred years old.
Yep.
And it does feel like you almost have to duck to get into it, whether you actually do or not. And I know you were in London a few years ago and went to some of these really old pubs, same sort of thing.
People were smaller back then.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
The doorways in those old places are smaller, and everything about them are smaller because of that.
Yeah, doorways, beds, all that
stuff. Japan, even more so, because the people in general are smaller, and then they were smaller back then. So then there's places where even I at 5'8 had to duck and be like,
whoa, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so these dingy bars you dive into because they're underneath the restaurant where the wood-fired oven used to be.
Yeah.
Etymology with Shauna.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I have a couple of great Fortune 500 businesses, Shauna.
Fantastic.
These are local businesses with great puns in their name. And Shauna and I long thought that this segment was coming to an end because
honestly,
we thought we'd covered the hundreds of pun business names in this city, but we keep getting more.
As I said, fantastic. Has anybody come up with a flan place called Flantastic yet? Because that would be great.
What is flan?
It's like a weird type of pizza, very thin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Flantastic? That'd
Flantastic,
be a good name.
That would be good. Anyway, sorry.
It's up for grabs.
Yeah.
So,
anyone out there wants to make some flan?
These ones are both here in Calgary. They are both from the trades. First, there's an HVAC company here called Roger That HVAC. Roger, R-O-D-G-E-R. The owner's name is Roger Larson.
Love it.
Roger with a D.
Roger that.
Roger that.
HVAC, and it rhymes as well. I like that. Bonus rhyme.
Side note, a great way to get a free mention for your business on this show is to have a great pun name.
100%.
If you don't, we can't help you.
Nope.
Secondly, someone sent me this other one. Oh, I wish I remember who sent this to me, but...
Oh, yeah, it was on our text line. Who was it?
I don't know. I can't
scroll. Saw it yesterday, too. I was like, yes.
It's another contractor business in town, and it's called Two Studs Renovations.
Phenomenal.
So I'm guessing that's two guys who started this company.
Two studs.
Two studs. That's so simple. It's How has no one done it before?
I know. The minute I was like, that is absolutely genius. Sometimes they're right in front of your face, right there. This is the
two
most
studs,
obvious ones
renovations.
That are the best.
And then they show up and it's like, you guys must be the studs. Hey, the jokes. The jokes, right?
I hope they only hire hunky men, though. You've got to at that point, right?
And I hope they do. They use that stud finder joke.
Also,
like there's no tomorrow.
The fact that I just said hunky, I'm trying to bring that one back. Oh, he's a hunk.
That's the first time anyone has said that in 40 years.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I've got some white girl sayings for you, Beckler.
Yes.
Some real good ones.
I got one to chuck in, too. So.
Okay, so where do I start here? Let's start with this one. Bad chapters can still create great stories. Wrong paths can still lead to right places. Failed dreams can still create successful people. Sometimes it takes losing yourself to find yourself. It's like a full novel.
It is. It was. I actually, again, the sentiment
bad.
Is good.
Yeah.
And right up to the very end, I think.
The last part?
Yeah.
The losing yourself you don't like? Okay.
I was with it till then.
Okay. Oh. Next one. Cats teach us to love unconditionally.
You couldn't get through it with a straight face, could you? You see,
cats are a-holes. Yeah, like, I'm sorry.
I would say dogs probably teach
honestly,
you to love unconditionally.
And I like cats, okay? I grew up with them, and they are a-holes, but they apparently teach you to love unconditionally.
Was that the end of it?
No. It goes on to accept others as they are. and to always be there for those we care about. Again, no, they do not.
I think you're talking about dogs.
My cat used to dig its claws when it was hungry and swat at my face if I wasn't fast enough to give it. Okay, anyway, so that's... Come on now.
Started with cats, good.
This is good, yeah. And then there's this one. If you had to choose between drinking wine every day or being skinny, would you choose red or white?
Oh, boo. Man,
yeah. No, that's boo. Just, come on. Paul, he's a friend of the show. He has a very keen eye for these white girl sayings, though, so that's a bad one.
Nice snipe, Paul.
Real bad.
That's a stinker. Here's one that an Instagram friend of mine posted recently.
Okay.
Imagine I water you, you water me. We don't drain each other. We just grow.
Okay, I just found one more here that I had as well to add to that because it kind of goes with it. May the nourishment of the earth be yours. That's another good one. I think the cat one beats everything,
for sure.
Though.
Yeah. That was a strong
cats.
One.
Cats.
Cats? Really? We're talking about
Come
cats? Like cats that I know?
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
You know that building up at the corner of like Crowchild and 16th with the crooked windows?
Oh, yeah.
With the windows that aren't aligned?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I drove by that building so many times last week, and I was like, that's it. I'm making a video. So I pulled into the parking lot of the Denny's, and I made a video about how stupid I think that building is.
Because we've talked about that before, and how, yeah, it's just not, it's not a...
No, it's yeah. aesthetically disturbing is what it is. It's like disorienting because...
Anyone with OCD must just like, you know.
So I threw this video up, and hundreds and hundreds of comments from people who almost unanimously agree that that building is a monstrosity.
That sucks.
And some of the comments were so funny. Like, a few people were like, I deliberately drive a different way so I don't have to look at that building.
Holy
like, they'll go
hell,
out
that's...
of their way to not see it. One woman said this. That's the reason she left Calgary. It's like, this building is the reason I moved away. I was like, if that's true,
pretty funny.
That's something.
That's
wow.
really funny. Yeah.
They say architecture is supposed to, you know, get a reaction, any kind of art really, and get
for
people
sure.
talking. And well, that building has accomplished it, but I don't know if I would say it's for the right reasons.
No.
So I was curious to know a bit more about the building, like where the architectural firm was from and all this. And I found this blog run by a guy, I believe his name's Richard White. It's called Everyday Tourist. And he actually phoned the architecture firm in Toronto that designed this building.
Good.
And he wanted to find out, like,
why?
What was up with it? What the hell?
Just why? That's all.
Why?
You know the building? Why?
Why?
But why?
Why have you done this?
Yeah.
And they said that because it's student housing, this building. It's called The Hub.
Right.
It's student housing. And the architectural firm said that moving the windows to different parts of the outside of the building allowed them to make the floor plan of the dormitories different on the inside so that not every unit is exactly the same.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true or not. Or if that's
there's a lot of, I feel, buildings where the floor plans are different and the windows still align. So
they don't have to be so offensively misaligned from the outside. Yeah.
Interesting. So
there were all kinds of comments on this video. It's on our Instagram if you want to see. People are like, kind of like made up reasons for why it's like that. One person was like, no, the general contractor screwed up. I'm like, I don't think they did.
I hope so.
That's a
Can
major
you imagine?
Screw up.
Whoopsies. Yeah.
This is
too late now.
But anyway, I wrote a bit about this too. It's on our blog at x929.ca. I can just send you a link if you text 403-238-9929 and you can see the video as well. But it might be the most hated building in the entire city.
Mm-hmm.
Might be the most hated piece of art in the whole city.
Perhaps.
Really. Maybe even more so than the Blue Ring. But
well,
that's really saying something.
Ooh, that really is. Yeah.
She left Calgary because of a building. It's just so ugly. I can't look at it.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
It's Throwback Thursday unofficially on this show.
Yes, it is.
This one, this throwback item isn't actually that old. We're only throwing it back a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when HQ Trivia took over the whole world for about a week?
Yeah.
So if you don't remember, about 5 years ago or so, everybody downloaded this app called HQ Trivia. And at certain times throughout the day, they would launch a quiz. And you had to answer, I think, 12 questions. And if you got all 12 right, you would win a share of the money. And however many people got it right would divide that money between them. And there were like millions of people playing all over the place.
Yeah.
And I never won anything. I never got all the way to the end.
Nope. I never did either. I was with some people who got fairly far, like won a couple bucks or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I only made it to like 9 or 10 at my very best.
Yeah.
But I remember at that time, everyone had like alarms set.
Yes.
And the alarms would go off and they'd be like, oh, it's time to play HQ Trivia.
What happened to HQ Trivia?
Well, CNN made a short documentary about it.
Oh.
And I don't know exactly what killed the company, but featured in this documentary was the host. Do you remember the host? Because there was a guy on the app that was hosting it.
Yeah, he was weird.
He was very weird. His name was Scott Rogowski.
Yes.
He was like an actor and comedian that they hired to be the host on this app.
Or was he?
Well, you and I both thought he was AI.
Yes.
We weren't convinced.
He didn't look like, he wasn't a real human in a lot of ways.
No.
Just the way he moved and spoke, and you're like, that's...
He had like corny jokes that he'd throw in there.
Like a lizard person, yes.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was those weird jokes that you're like, I am human. This is what humans would say. That's what, like, you're like, what?
I mean, and that was 5 years ago. Today, I'd be like, oh, it's definitely AI.
Yeah.
But 5 years ago, AI wasn't what it is now.
Mm. Was that the first test of AI?
But it was super weird because everybody was playing this 1 week, and the next week, nobody was playing it. It came and went so fast. The only thing I can think culturally that came and went faster was Kony 2012. And I don't think anything will ever beat that in terms of
That wins.
The speed run rise and fall.
Mm-hmm.
But HQ Trivia was a weird one.
We should bring that back.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was good, clean fun.
It was. And everybody was, as you said, on board with it. Something that would have been a great thing to do during COVID.
Sure
right?
would. This was pre-COVID, I'm pretty sure. I think it was 2019, if I'm remembering correctly. Mm-hmm. But it was amazing how quickly everybody got on board and then how quickly everybody jumped off.
Odd when that happens.
Super odd.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
Beckler, have you heard of this new store in Calgary called $10 Clothing?
No, I haven't.
Everything in the store is $10.
Everything.
So every piece of clothing you go in, it's a huge store.
Is it new or?
It's fairly new. I don't know. It's new clothing.
Okay.
Now I don't exactly know how it works. They get it from places that obviously they're just selling off the last of their stuff. It's pretty cool concept because you look, they've got everything in there and it's seriously all $10. I'm kind of at the age where brand name stuff seems a bit silly. So I'm like, I kind of like this. And I mean, I don't have the one for that. So it's a really cool concept for me because it's something where you can get stuff that's like non-branded at all and you get it for $10 and that's kind of it. But then I got back to thinking when we were younger, do you remember the knockoffs that we had back then? This stuff isn't necessarily knockoff, but remember when there was, say, Exco, which was a knockoff of Echo, right? Why?
I remember four-stripe Adidas.
Why did we even buy the knockoffs when it was that obviously not the real thing? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I look at it and when you think of, let's say, Prada purses and the knockoffs that come with that and you look at it and it's like, it's pretty damn close. And that's why people buy them because they're like, if it's a good knockoff, I can walk around with this and people will think that it's the real thing.
But if it's very clearly...
When it's very obviously like Exco and not, because one was a rhinoceros and one was
a hippo, I think.
A hippo. It was the most obvious not, and you're like, this is clearly not the real thing. Why did we buy those? At that point, you should just go with the no brand stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you.
The $10 store.
I agree with you. Brands were so important to us growing up too. And there are some adults too who brands are still very important to. I would say brands are important to me these days in a different way.
Okay.
Because there are brands that I'm loyal to because of the quality.
Because they last longer.
Yes.
And they actually do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I do have some fierce loyalties to certain brands, but it's based on quality more so than like status, I think.
Yeah. And that makes more sense. And I suppose as you grow older, that's what you do. Hey, you go for the quality stuff versus the, I want to say that I'm walking around with Prada. Or maybe these people who got the Exco stuff were just a big fan of Exco, not Echo. They're like, no, I don't like the real stuff. Exco is where it's at, man.
You've been listening to the Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's Alternative, X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have Beckler and Shauna downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.
After Hours with Mariah and Ty, a weekly podcast that brings this dynamic duo to another level of awesome and allows you to listen on your own terms. Go behind the curtain and hear the stuff you won't hear on the radio. Like, they're going to say,
Find After Hours with Mariah and Ty wherever you get your podcasts.